Wake Up Call continues now. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's the good, the bad, the dumb here on a Friday. End of the week, yet another week. And you know, we're trying to get the good of the good. Let's get the good of the day.
I got two goods, but they're all
two
under
goods.
One category.
All right,
and that category being Tiger King.
Tiger King, yeah.
I just keep coming. I mean, every single day.
Every
single day, there is something new happening with Tiger King. What we talked about, you know, earlier this week, I had mentioned to you that there was a possibility of another episode of Tiger King coming out. I also had talked about President Trump looking into pardoning Joe Exotic.
That's right.
Pardoning, I guess. Or
pardoning Joe Exotic.
Pardoning Joe Exotic. Well, I got an update on that, not on the pardoning part. Hopefully we get that soon, because that'd be fantastic. But I did get an update on the next episode.
Okay, go ahead.
Or episodes, I should say. Netflix will be airing a Tiger King after show, which will be hosted by Joe McHale, and featuring brand new interviews with some of the major characters. I didn't want to list them all down.
I'm a little interested in this. There's sort of a, like you said, an epilogue to this. I wouldn't mind seeing how those guys retell some of their stuff, or at least come out and go, hey, I look a little different, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And I want to set the story straight on a couple of things. Yeah, I might be interested.
Like, who is
in that.
The one guy who had no teeth?
Yeah, right.
Like,
yeah.
The producers of Tiger King purposely told him to take out his teeth.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, he'll probably be on camera with his full set of teeth going, yeah, this is how I look every single day. I don't walk around looking like that guy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So I'm curious. You know, I mean, it's going to be kind of fun. They will, like they said, they will be new interviews with a lot of the people that we fell in love with. Or I don't know if love is the right word for it, but I really don't know what the word would be.
Is there a concern that there's an oversaturation of the product?
Of course there is. But you know what? I mean, I think right now Netflix is like, well, we got to capitalize on this because the numbers came in. There more viewers tuned into Tiger King for Netflix than Stranger Things.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're going to capitalize on it all over the place.
Sure they will. There's no doubt about it. My whole thing is, though, to me, and again, I don't know the business model, but it's not a ratings show. So if you've got the subscribers, I mean, where they get a lot of buzz is people going, Tiger King on Netflix, everybody loves it, and I don't have Netflix, I'm going to get Netflix. But then who's getting Netflix for Tiger King 2?
Yeah. Well, right? I think it's just, you know, hey, we're coming up with another Tiger King show. Maybe it's just to try to grab people again. I don't know.
Yeah.
I really don't know. But not to be outdone, Fox and TMZ are teaming up.
Now, what are they doing?
And they will have an hour-long special about what really went down with never-before-seen footage.
Okay, I got
now,
you. Again, can I make a point? Steve Avery and Brendan Dawson, the two guys in Making a Murderer, are probably going, yeah, where was our Fox television show follow-up?
Exactly. See, that's what I'm more excited about that one because now you got TMZ involved. They got all the videotape.
Yeah, they totally do.
They probably have. They could possibly have videotape of Carol Baskin feeding her husband to the tigers.
Maybe. Yeah. You know, exactly.
Or maybe that is classified right now, but will be aired at a later date.
Meanwhile, you got a crime that's being relooked at. You got tip lines opening up. People are like, I want to know what happened afterwards. Like all of this stuff, and it's It's the new. It is absolutely the quarantine phenomenon of a doll.
It is.
It's great.
I mean, we can't get enough. I mean, when it reaches, you know, you've reached your peak when it reaches the president.
Yeah, the president.
It doesn't matter who's in office. I mean, we've had it happen before, where like whether it was President Obama, President Clinton, President Bush, it doesn't really matter. When they've mentioned something in pop culture, everyone kind of sets back and go, "Oh, we need to take a look at this."
I like the way Trump went. I'll look into it. He's not going to look into it.
Right. Yeah, he already knows. He's already made up his mind.
Looking into it. Somebody tell me I deserve a pardon.
Yeah. But, hey, remember, what was it, Kanye and Kim Kardashian? I can't remember who that lady's name was.
But they got somebody pardoned. They got somebody pardoned.
This could happen. And this might be coming from his son. Why wouldn't he listen to his son, Don Jr.?
Don Jr. was prepping him on
Don
this?
Don Jr. said that this would he thinks it would be awesome, especially for the memes.
Yeah, but here's the deal. Can I just, let me just, I'm trying to, I want to bring everybody back to reality a little bit. If he actually did pay this guy to go down and murder her, he deserves to be in prison regardless of how fun he was on
right.
a documentary special. Like, everybody calm down a second. Like I know it'd be fun if he was back doing goofy things on the TV, but if he actually did pay somebody to murder another human being, he deserves to be in jail.
Now, when he ran for president, was he on the Democrat ticket or the Republican ticket?
I don't know. I think he
or
was
is
on
he
a,
independent?
He might be independent.
Because maybe Trump would say, hey, you know, I can't pardon you. You ran against me.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Maybe you said awful, awful things about me in the past.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing the epilogue of this because I do like the second
so
stories of this. So I'm with you. I like this. So I'm glad to see it. Especially Jeff Lowe. I want to know what he's doing. I'm more concerned about the women and the sex cult of the
That's the only problem. They're not,
if they woken up and went, I'm out of this.
Doc Antle isn't on this list. Of people being interviewed will be John Reinke, Joshua Dial, John Finley, Saf. So we get to see her. She was like the sanest one, I believe.
Sanest one of them all, yeah.
Eric Cowie, who I believe that's the blonde guy, right?
Might be, yeah.
With the you know, we just, I don't remember who. Rick Kirkman, I think that was the producer.
That was the producer that was going to make millions of dollars.
Yeah, I'm glad we get to see him again. And, you know you missed them, Jeff and Lauren Lau.
Of course. Lowe. Yeah, I want to see both of those.
Yeah, and their nanny.
I want to find out if Lauren went back to the gym like Jeff said she had to.
She probably did. And I want to know, is the nanny? Or did you deal with the fallout of the nanny going, no, they paid me to be the, take photos.
That was all fake.
It was all fake.
I'm not
the real nanny. Maybe they have a Miss Doubtfire nanny.
I used to like the reunion shows of when I was younger of Real World, right?
Remember
Real World, and then about a year later, they'd all get together again, and they'd be like, oh, what happened to your lives?
Do they put them all on the same couch? Because remember, that's how you got the fighting to start happening again.
That's right. That's right. Michael says Joe Exotic was a libertarian. That makes sense.
Yeah, right. Of course he was.
All right. So are those the two goods?
Those are the goods.
All right, the bad.
The bad of the day is the good.
Okay.
Because I can't believe how involved we are with Tiger King. But not only that, what's really bad is that this Netflix special premieres this Sunday.
On Easter?
On Easter.
Yeah.
We can't have this on Easter.
Push it a little bit.
You know,
the road.
At least Fox and TMZ's combined joint thing, they looked at it, well, let's not do Easter. We'll do it on Monday.
Yeah.
Monday's a better day.
Monday's a better day.
You know, they know that there's nothing else going on. Fox is looking at their programming going, well, we're not showing any baseball right now.
Yeah.
We'll get their attention on Monday. You can't have Tiger King, you can't have a show like this be premiering on the holiest of holy days.
Yeah, you can't. A lot of the programming is a lot of the, the Jesus story and all that.
The resurrection.
The resurrection story of Easter. And like last weekend, I think it was last weekend, the Ten Commandments was on for the start of Passover week. And, you know, there's a lot of, you don't want to throw Tiger King into that pool.
Yeah, It's a very religious time for a lot of different religions.
A lot of people. And, you know, so don't throw this into that. You know, I mean, I saw Passion of the Christ is going to get aired on one of the networks.
Of course.
You know, so you have a lot of these very spiritual and meaningful shows that mean a lot to people this time of year.
We're going to throw Tiger King in the
push
mix.
Push it off to the side. No one's going anywhere. So trust me, you're going to get your views.
You can do what Fox and TMZ are doing. Make it Monday. Because by Monday, we're over it.
Yeah.
We're past all the religious feels that one may have this coming weekend. And by Monday, we're ready to just, hey, man, let's party.
Exactly.
You know, I need me some more Joe Exotic. Come Monday.
Humor me with this, because when I was talking to my wife the other day, and we were on, I was going through the guide, and I went and I said, hey, I wonder if they still air this. And I searched Here Comes Peter Cottontail, which was an Easter Rankin Bass claymation production from when I was a kid. Now, I haven't seen it in decades. I mean, decades. So I just wanted to know, and it's not up. It doesn't, nobody airs it. And I thought it was weird because it was, it's Vincent Price was in it. He played Iron Tail. It was like an evil bunny that was trying to destroy Easter. And it was kind of a convoluted story. But nevertheless, it was Rankin Bass, claymation, same deal as like Christmas, but they love to hit us up with that all Christmas. But this one, I guess, just is not testing well anymore, so it's no longer on television.
No. I was going to ask you, I mean, before, because I don't really remember it at all. Well, this is a DreamWorks one. I was going to ask you, are you sure that's not the Mandela effect?
Oh, but, yeah. No, you know what? You can, during the break, I'm going to Google it. Just to make sure.
I found it. It is there. Yeah.
Yeah. Like Vincent Price was a voice of it, and it was pretty cool.
Came out in 1971.
The bunny, the Easter bunny, Peter Rabbit, I guess, he's got a bunch of eggs he's got to get rid of. And there's some machine that allows him to jump the calendar to different holidays. So he paints the eggs for the holiday to try to get rid of them. And then it's a story. But it doesn't, that's irrelevant. What's relevant is, somebody put a lot of work into that, thinking they were going to get like a good 60-year run out of the claymation feature. And they went,
yeah. They were probably thinking it was another Rudolph.
Yeah, right. Yeah. We'll be running this forever.
Forever.
It's like when I'm done with this long Easter project of this claymation show, this will stand the test of time. And they went, nah, it won't.
Yeah.
It'll be on for a couple of years, and then it'll disappear from the calendar.
Well, you know what it is? Easter just doesn't get that much love.
No, it just doesn't. It
doesn't get as much
love. Not a lot of Easter specials that are out there. So.
Although this year probably will be more about chocolate, finding eggs, and Easter bunny than it is about church, because no one can go.
Yeah, nobody can go. Exactly.
Can't go
All
to
right,
church.
The dumb of the day.
The dumb of the day is that it took Disney ESPN execs to tell Dana White to stand down.
I know. I saw this story. Amazing.
These UFC events.
Yep.
I was on the same boat. That is amazing to me that it took all these guys to say, hey, you got to stop.
What was the quote from the one ESPN executive that said, look, we want sports as much as anybody, but this ain't a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, to the point where this guy is building his own private island.
Right.
I mean, it sounds like a bad James Bond movie.
It does.
He's got a secret lair. He's not, I mean, and everyone kept saying it's undisclosed. Like, okay, you know, I mean, are we really at that point that we're going to have sports in an undisclosed island to make sure no one gets there?
No, we can
hold off on it, man.
Yeah.
He had to cancel one fight and was very upset about it because one of his fighters was quarantined in Russia.
Right.
Like, Russia wasn't allowing anyone to leave. And he's like, well, what are we going to do? I'm losing money. I was like, yeah, dude, there's a pandemic going on. Look outside your door.
It's amazing. It is amazing that, like, you're right, that the networks who are dying for this product, for dying for sports, dying for live sports that has some meaning, said, yeah, but no. Yeah, here's the quote. Nobody wants to see sports return more than we do, but we didn't feel it was the right time for a variety of reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know what the variety of reasons are.
It's not a variety. It's one.
It's one.
It's one reason.
We got it. We understand.
Come on.
But you're right. They were not in the same mindset of Dana White trying to get this thing up and running.
Is he hurting for cash? Because that's what it feels like. I mean, it feels like you're putting on these events because you got to pay someone off.
Like, I know. That's a great point. You know, that's a really good point.
That's the only thing I could think of is, you know, I mean, because if you truly are, you know, president of the UFC and you sold the UFC to a higher bidder and you're sitting back on, you're sitting on a pile of money, like Scrooge McDuck type money, then why not just say, we're going to take a break?
Yeah.
You know, basketball's doing that. I'm certain there's NBA players, MLB players who need to pay the... I know for a fact spring training players need to pay the bills.
Sure.
Because technically they're not allowed to work or they're allowed to work. It's confusing what they're allowed to do and not allowed to do. And these fighters, you know, most of them are dropping out anyway. It's like, yeah, I don't need to be in a cage with someone right now.
No, I don't. Good for the television entities putting that thing together, saying no, thank you.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you know, they're taking a risk. They know that they would probably... be featured highly
Yeah.
Because they'd be the only live sport going on. We're watching re-airs of Major League Baseball games, NBA games, Masters tournament. That's our sports for this weekend.
We want everything. Yeah, exactly. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb here on SB Nation Radio. It's the Wake Up Call.